For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you once again for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Hope you're doing great today. We just got underway yesterday with James chapter 2 and how insightful this is to all of us, that showing partiality is called sin in God's eyes. And James really makes he opens it with a warning. It's intentional. He says, my brother, don't show partiality. Don't play favoritism. I just think that's just really strong that he opens that chapter that way. James is very big on saying, look, if you have genuine, authentic faith, it's going to be evidenced by the way you treat people. You know, it's one thing to have all these huge flowery words. He says in a sense, though, so what? You say you have faith? Let me see by your works, your actions, that they correspond to what you're saying. He says, show no partiality. He says, when you're playing favoritism, it's sin. I found this definition or this quote in a commentary. Playing favorites or showing partiality is incompatible with the ways of Christ. In the Old Testament, evil judges often showed favoritism toward rich and powerful people at the expense of those who were not. This behavior or attitude is not characteristic of God. And James says, you know, in verse 6, chapter 2, you've dishonored the poor man. He says, what are you doing? It's these very rich guys who are even throwing you into the prison. They're blaspheming the name of Christian. They're blaspheming the name of Christ. And here you're holding them in high esteem because they have money. Don't do it. He then says, if you really fulfill the royal law, love your neighbor as yourself, or the royal law of liberty, you're doing well. And that's so interesting. What that means is to live under the royal law of liberty, that for an unsaved person, that law, the word law of liberty sounds like, I'm not going to stick to anything you guys say. That's rules. That's hard for me to do. But for the saved person, it's exciting. It's barriers, it's boundaries, it's knowing how to live according to God's standards. So from the Christian point of view, it looks different than this burden. We're living then in harmony with God. This one author says, it's like a train running on the tracks for which it was designed rather than running off in fields and forests. Conversion, when Christ lives in our heart, gives us the power and the desire to live as God made us. That's that law of liberty. He says, if you do that, live as God intended, you're going to do well. And in that, you will find mercy for other people because you're living according to God. God's big on this mercy. And I gave you those two scriptures yesterday that always affect me. If not for the grace of God, there go I. And as such were some of us. You know, mercy should be the mark of a regenerated person, brothers and sisters. If it's in a believer's life, he's not going to judge others and he won't fear the judgment. And this is very important. In verse 13, James offers one of the highest principles in all of Scripture, this author states. Mercy triumphs over judgment. On the judgment day, when Christ sees that we're cleansed by his blood, mercy will triumph over that judgment. And also mercy for us and our everyday actions, how we handle human relationships, will show how much we're aware of God's forgiveness in us. Are we showing mercy, knowing that we've received such mercy? Very, very important. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Talk about faith without works. Talk about faith with accompanying works. Authentic faith shows mercy because we have been given such mercy. This stuff is so powerful. Well, look, we're going to get into the tongue. I'm just going to tiptoe into it because James goes into chapter 3 and he talks about how that tongue is a sign of maturity if you're able to bridle it. How can we bridle it? We know it's by the Holy Ghost, yielding to him. All right, so I'm going to pick up at chapter 3 tomorrow. Thank you for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.